Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Happy Easter to all of you. I grew up where Easter was a big deal. And we had great preaching, and there's always a great move of God. Anyway, the Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. And this is prophecy. Prophet Zechariah, he foretold the triumphal entry of Jesus riding on a donkey.
Yes, sir.
Prophet Zechariah did in Zechariah 9:9.
Yes,
Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion.
Yes, sir.
Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation. This king is going to bring salvation. Lowly and riding on an ass, a donkey.
Right.
And upon a colt, the foal of an ass, of a donkey. I wrote in the Porter Principle how Jesus came in riding on a donkey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he had his foot on the colt.
Right.
I put that in the book.
Amen.
So he says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. The king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation. Lowly and riding on an ass, a donkey. And upon a colt, the foal of an ass. That's the offspring. That's
yes,
what came out of him. So he said, greatly rejoice, is what he was saying. Rejoice greatly. Isaiah 52:9, break forth with joy, saying together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Isaiah 52:10, the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. So rejoice. Isaiah 62:11, behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughters of Zion, the church, the daughters of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Somebody's going to bring it. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. Zechariah 3:14-15, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all thy heart and all daughters of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Isaiah 9:6-7, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of King David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice forever, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord will perform this. So that's a thing to rejoice about. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
So again, Zechariah 9:9, rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
Now, in the Old Testament, the people put down their coats on the ground when they were hailing Jehu as king. They were. So, behold, the king cometh unto thee. In the Old Testament, the people put down their coats upon the ground, on the ground, and they were hailing Jehu as king, 2 Kings 9:2, and they said, it is false, tell us now. And he said, thus and thus spake he to me, saying, thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Talking about Jehu. Then, 2 Kings 9:13, then they hasted and took every man his garment and put it under him on top of the stairs and blew the trumpet, saying, Jehu is king. So this was like a triumphant honor thing of honor, triumphant, declaring someone to be king. So even Jehu, they put down every man his garment, put it under him on top of the stairs, and blew with the trumpet, saying Jehu was king. So when you put your garment down under somebody, then they're on it, but that becomes part of them, and they become part of you. The meaning of putting down the coats for him to walk on or ride over, to make Jehu, King Jehu, was that they were declaring Jehu as king, receiving Jehu as their king.
Right.
So this is the custom being reenacted at the triumphal entry when the people of Judea threw their coats down on the ground for Jesus to ride upon it. His triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And they were proclaiming him and welcoming him as their king and joining themselves to him as king is what they were doing. Psalms 102, the Lord shall send forth a rod of strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Here's the king does this. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness, from the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Right?
Yes, sir.
Surely will. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Jeremiah 23, verse 5, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise up David a righteous branch. And a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. And so in time Jesus becomes that.
Yes,
in his days Judah shall be saved, Jeremiah 23, 6, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness, this king that is coming. And this was done in Matthew 21, 4. This was done that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet saying. And he goes on and on and on. Verse 5, 21, verse 4, then 5. Tell you the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee meek and sitting upon an ass, a donkey, and a colt, the foal of the donkey. He's going to be sitting on top of it. So it was just prophesied over and over and over. Zechariah 9 and 9 prophesied it. Came all through the Bible. They keep saying it over and over and over and over. And if they keep saying it over and over and over, everybody should really know about it. And so you tell the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting on an ass, a donkey, and a colt, the foal of an ass, the offspring of the donkey. Mark 7, 11 and 7, the writers in the New Testament, they tell this story over and over and over and over.
Yes,
they just keep on telling it. Mark 11, and they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon it. So they put the garments on top of the donkey. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off trees and strove them in the way, like the spreading of the palms. They put palms down. They'd put their clothes down. Here comes Jesus walking. They'd put the clothes down in front of them, palm. And so then they'd go and take, and they'd come and put it down again. They just kept putting it down, their garments, their clothes, and also palm branches. They put there over and over. So whenever he would come through, they just kept the clothes in front of him. They just kept put them in front over and over and over and over and over. And anyway, and they spread their garments, Mark 11 and 8, and others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. Think about that. Not even letting him touch the ground. But everything they put up under him was more of a connection to him.
Right,
you see that? So again, and they spread their garments, Mark 11 and 8, and others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. And they went before, and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. In John 12, 13, 14, here, he's going to tell it too. They took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Verse 14, and Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, he sat there upon, as it is written, fear not, daughters of Zion, behold, the king cometh sitting on an ass's colt, offspring. He is just. He's very just. Isaiah 45, 21, tell ye, bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? And who had told it from that time? Have I not the Lord done that? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none like me. God the Father through himself, his Son, there is.
Amen.
Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He was lowly and riding on a donkey. So he was lowly riding on an ass, a donkey. He was lowly. Jesus sat upon epi, the Greek word epi, superimposed himself upon this donkey. They put him there, but he superimposed himself. Jesus is sitting on top of a donkey. And Jesus had his foot on the colt. Everything that would grow out of that, he had his foot on it too. He's sitting on the donkey, and then he has his foot on the colt. And everything that grew out of that donkey also is through that colt. There's an expression of it. And we'll see that in a little bit. So Jesus was lowly riding on an ass. Jesus sat upon epi. He superimposed himself upon a donkey. And Jesus had his foot on the colt. Everything that would grow out of that wild donkey, Jesus also put him. He's on top of the donkey, superimposing himself. And everything that grows out of him, he's got his foot on that too. So he literally is superimposing himself over both of them. Over the donkey and everything that grows out of him. He certainly is. Now, in Job 11:12, great scripture. For vain man would be wise. In other words, a vain man would, if he really realized he'd want to be wise. Though man be born like a wild ass's colt. Man's born like a wild donkey. He's like a wild donkey. And like a wild ass's colt, that which grows out of the donkey. So he came out of some donkey himself. And so he grows out of that same thing. So your bios, you come out of them. So you're a colt coming out of the donkey that you came out of. That you came out of and came through. You see that? So anyway, this is the way it was. In other words, for a vain man would be wise if he really knew about it. Though man be born like a wild ass's colt, a wise man would not want to stay like that. That's what it's saying. Man of God, Job. Matthew 21:5, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh meek, sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the fold of the ass, the donkey. There it is. Superimposing himself upon it. Superimposing without a doubt. Matthew 21:6, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Look what he says. And he commanded them, go to a certain place and bring me a donkey here. Bring back, you go to a certain place. And they brought the donkey, the colt, and they brought the donkey and the colt, the offspring, and put on them clothes, and they set him upon them. It's like God the Father setting Jesus upon you and superimposing himself upon you in the Holy Ghost. So again, Jesus commanded them, look what he says. He commanded them, go to a certain place and bring me a donkey here. Matthew 21:5, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh meek, sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the fold of the ass, the donkey. Matthew 21:6, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass, the donkey, and the colt, and put on them their clothes, the donkey and the colt, and they set him their own. They epied him, superimposed him upon, on top of both of them. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, on the colt, and he sat upon it. So that Jesus would ride on their garments rather than the bare earth, and so that Jesus would ride over any wrong in their garments, in their soul. The donkey represents the soul. In the Porter Principle, I wrote this. I call it Taming the Wild Ass. It's a chapter in the Porter Principle. Destiny Enemies published that for me in 1992, I believe it was. Anyway, so Jesus would ride on the garments that they put down in the palm branches rather than the bare earth. A great connection between him and their garments, great connection between him and even the palm branches. So that Jesus would ride over any wrong in their garments, in their soul. Mark 11:8-10, and many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. As he walked, they put the garments down and they put the palm branches all out in front of him. And many spread their garments in the way and cut down branches of the trees and strove them in the way. Mark 11:9, and they went before, and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. This was prophesied in the Old Testament. This is what they're going to do.
Yes, sir.
It was foreseen in the Old Testament. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And there was the Hosanna in the highest. Saying in Luke 19:30, 31, 32, down through 36, saying, go ye into the city. Jesus said, see, this is the way a physician, Luke, tells this. He describes it even more than the others did. Jesus said, go into the village over against you, in the which in your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat on it. No one's ever ridden this colt. You know, donkeys are wild.
Yes,
they'll throw you off. They've got to be broken and they have to be tamed.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
your soul has to be tamed.
That's right.
This donkey is like your soul.
Yes, sir.
You see?
Yes, sir.
And so he said, saying, go into the city, the village over against you, in which when you enter, you shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. That's how important to see that.
Yes, sir.
Loose him and bring him hither. Loose him, untie him, and bring him back to me. That's what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
So there was a time you were tied somewhere,
yes,
your soul, and Jesus sent for you, loosed you, and brought you to him.
Amen.
Loose him, untie him, and bring him back to me. That's what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
And then there's a process he's going to sit on top of you.
Right.
You see?
Yes, sir.
So again, in Luke 19:30, 31, 32, down through 36, Jesus said, go into the village over against you, in the which in your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat on it. Loose him and bring him hither. Loose him, bring him thither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto them. So if anybody asks, why did you come here? Why did God cut you? Why did God get you here? Why did God call you here? Why did you come here? No, no. You tell them, because the Lord hath need of him. The Lord hath need of your soul. He hath need of you. You are like a colt, a wild colt tied. Anybody here? And God sent for you, brought you here, and here is where Jesus sits on top of your soul. Hallelujah. It'll come through my mouth and on and on and on. There it is. You see?
Yes, sir.
So there the situation is, because the Lord hath need of him. Why did God bring you here? Because he had need of you, because he knew you were a colt that could be tamed.
Amen.
So because the Lord hath need of him. Why did the Lord call me? Because he had need of me. He knew what I would do.
Amen.
Right. Are you glad that the Lord had need of you?
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord hath need of you. So say, go into the city over against you, in which when you enter into, there you find a colt tied, whereon never man set upon. Wild. Loose him and bring him thither. And if any man ask you why, thus you shall say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. So God sent for you and loosed you from where you were, tied to whatever it was. Take him loose. Untie him from that. Bring him here. Come on, somebody. Untie him, bring him here. Loose him and bring him here, because the Lord had need of him. And they that were sent went their way. When Jesus sent them, they went their way and found even as he had said unto them. So the Holy Ghost came looking and saw you tied to the wrong thing, tied to the wrong post, tied to the wrong people, loosed you and brought you in.
Amen.
And as they were loosing the coat, these that went to get him, the owners thereof said unto them, hey, why loose you the coat? Why are you coming and taking my coat? You coming and getting my donkey? Anybody hear this? Yeah, who brought you over there? How did you do this? Oh, yeah. So like you, those that you were whatever, false or whatever, they said, why are you trying to come get them? Because the Lord hath need of thee. And the Lord, those who stay, he knows he can sit on your donkey.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Well, as they were loosing the coat, the owners thereof said unto them, why you loose you the coat? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. That's why. The Lord hath need of them. Why are you coming over here? Because the Lord hath need of you. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus there upon. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Set Jesus there. And as they went, they spread their clothes in the way. So again, and they sent and they went their way when he sent them, and found as he had said unto them, as they were loosing the coat, the owner said, "Why loose the coat?" They said, "Because the Lord hath need of him." And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the coat, and they set Jesus upon.
Amen.
I was tied to my biological father's business. But God came and got me and unloosed me from that hitch and took me out of there. And here I am. Hallelujah. God saw you tied to whatever you were tied to. And Jesus said, "You can't stay there. Loose them, because they're going to let me sit on top of their soul." Loose them. Amen. Yeah, loose him and let him go. Like Lazarus, loose him, let him go. Yeah. Now remember, Jesus loved Lazarus, the Bible said. And he's in the grave 4 days. And how many believes in 4 days? Rigor mortis is setting in, and your body's going to start stinking. You see? So he's been buried 4 days. 4 days. And Martha, his sister, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. So anyway, the body's back behind the stone in a grave. You see, a stone covered it.
Yes,
same way about Jesus. Roll the stone away, right?
Yes,
so Jesus said, "Take away the stone." But his sister Martha said, "Wait a minute. He's dead, Lord. By this time he stinketh. His body stinketh." So they took away the stone, because Jesus said to, and Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And all of a sudden, why this? Why? He can't walk, but he's raised from the dead. What's wrong? He that came forth was bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Hands bound, his feet bound. Grave clothes. And Jesus said, "My God, loose him. Somebody loose him and let him go. Loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him." You think Lazarus said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you." You think Mary and Martha said it? They were leaping and jumping. "My God, he's alive. He said, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive." So when God brings you out of your spiritual grave clothes, he's going to say, "Loose him and let him go. Loose him. Somebody take him loose. Untie him from that. Bring him here. Come on, somebody. Untie him. Bring him here. Loose him and bring him here. Because the Lord had need of him." Anybody here? So again, in Luke 19, 30 and 31, 32, down through 36, Jesus said, "Go into the village over against you, in the which in your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat on it. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? You tell them, because the Lord hath need of him." The Lord hath need of your soul. He hath need of you. So anyway, they brought him to Jesus. They cast their garments upon the coat, and Jesus sat thereon. And then verse 36, and as he went, they spread their clothes in the way, those that came. And when he was come nigh, Luke 19, 37, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives.
Yes,
and remember, the wine press they take, and olives is used in that. You see? And when he was come nigh, and now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God. Like Zechariah said, rejoice greatly. Remember? When he was come nigh, Jesus, and even at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Anybody see that? John 12, 14, and Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, set thereupon, as it is written, "Fear not, daughters of Zion, behold, the king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt."
Yes, sir.
Here he comes. Sitting on the coat, on the donkey, got his foot on the coat. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, the king cometh sitting on an ass's, the donkey's coat. These things understood not his disciples at the first. They couldn't quite put all that together at the very first. So these things understood not to the disciples at first. When God brought you here and untied you from the post, untied you from those you were with, untied you from whatever he didn't want you to stay with. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you may not have understood that at the first. And they sure, for sure did not. Probably. But when Jesus was glorified, they remembered, these disciples remembered that these things were written of him. And that they had done these things unto him. They brought the coat to him. And they remember Zechariah 9:9. Behold, thy king cometh, riding, sitting on a coat. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Are you glad God came and he knew where you were?
Yes,
came and unhitched you? Unhitched you from the post? Amen. Hallelujah. How many glad he unhitched you from a whole lot of people before that were not right for you? They would not go in the way that you and God, that God and you would go. And so he comes and unties you from that post where you are. And when you started coming here, they said, where are you going? I'll tell you why. Because the Lord hath need of thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord hath need of thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many glad that Jesus sits on your donkey? Hallelujah. He sits on your donkey. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. Jesus sits on your soul. Bring him to me, Jesus said. Go get him and bring him over here. That's what he said about you. Come on, bring them in here. Bring them over here. Katababadashatanta. Robodobofosototobarita. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.